This is It's About the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat with Head Coach Garrett Michael on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you, and well, Coach, really solid victory for your guys. You have Royal Valley on your home turf last week and a 56-0 victory overall. Your guys played probably one of their better games of the year. Just overall, what were your thoughts on that victory against Royal Valley?
Well, the biggest thing I was proud of this team is they go out to practice this week and or last week, and they just were businesslike. They just had really sharp practices. They got out there, they watched the film of Rock Creek, and obviously we got to take care of a lot of things that went wrong on that game. And our week of practice and preparation was really, really good, and that turned out to be the best thing for us. We started fast, which we kind of struggled with throughout the year, starting fast, and we did that and got held them on a first drive, fourth down to us. That's like a turnover. And so we had a short field, and our offense scored. And we got some good play from our special teams, giving us great field position when they did punt. And I was proud of that. Our defense just played really solid. They just did their, you know, read their keys and made the plays when they were presented to them. And those are the, you know, the things that we've struggled with at the beginning of the season. And now, I guess it finally pays off for them on the scoreboard. If you will, but I still think this team has gotten better and better and better every game and every practice that we've done, and that's what I'm proud of.
And I know overall you look at it defensively, obviously you didn't give up any points, the defense played well, but offensively one thing that stuck out to me is you threw a couple of touchdowns and really you had a good balance on both sides. So did you really feel like that the offense got in a pretty good groove there on Friday and kind of did exactly what you want as far as mixing it up just enough?
Yeah, I think I said this a week ago or so. I think our passing game's coming around, and we're starting to figure it out on the receiver end of it, of just how the schemes work and what we're looking at. And then, you know, our line's giving Matthew some time to throw the ball, and he's doing a good job of putting it where it needs to be. You know, so if we can do that pass, you know, 10, 12, 14 times a game and get that 50 to 100 yards of passing, then it makes it easier on the run game and vice versa. You know, if we can run our base stuff and then pass when we want to, that really makes us hard to defend, I feel. But, yeah, that's coming around, and it's a work in progress still today.
So now you look at it, your guys are 1-2 in district play in the third spot in that district 4 and 2-4 overall. And now you look ahead to this week, you've got Jeff West. And that's a matchup we'll talk about when we come back, as this is About the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside. This is About the Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. We're talking with Head Coach Garrett Michael. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office here on FM 103.9 KNZA. And well, Coach, you look ahead to this week, you've got Jeff West. Jeff West is a team. They're 1-5 over on the year, and they do some different things offensively. So what are some things that Jeff West does that can present some problems here on Friday?
Well, they like to spread you out to run it, and the Stones kid is the quarterback, and he can really hurt you. He's just got good vision. He's got a little bit of speed, and he can hurt you if you're spread out to run it. And then now they're putting in a little power football game formation, and they just want to get a lot of guys to the point of attack. And so there again, that's the benefit of our league. You play the wishbone, then you play Riverside, and they spread you out to run it and throw it. And so you've got a taste of all that, and you've had a game plan for all that. And so that's the great thing about playing our league is I just feel like it prepares you for down the road in your league play and in the playoffs. But we can't overlook anybody. I mean, our record is what it is, and their record is what it is, and we've got a job to do, and this is the playoff football game because, you know, if we win, then we're a lock for the playoff again. If you lose, then your back's against the wall. So it's a playoff game to us, and that's how we're preparing for it.
I know you mentioned earlier that last week especially your guys kind of treated like a business-like week as far as coming to practice each and every day and having a really good game plan going into that game and executing the game plan. Do you look at it, the guys right now so far this week kind of in the same mindset heading into this game with Jeff West?
Yeah, because that's what we said on Monday. I mean, this is a playoff football game, like I said before. And, you know, we have that in front of us. And if that doesn't get you ready to play, then I guess you don't have a heartbeat, I guess. But, yeah, our guys want to get to the playoffs, and then they want to do something when they get there. And the first step is this Friday. And that's what we've always said. You know, the next game's the most important because it's the next game. And so we stick with that philosophy so that we can prepare well for every game.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on that big win over Royal Valley last week, and good luck against Jeff West coming up on Friday night. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Garrett Michael, head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, joining us on our locker room chats that are brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Office on FM 103.9 KNZA.